at newsradiokman.com.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we're joined here by a couple members of the... I'm sorry, you'll have to inform me that one more time.
The Martin Luther King Art and Writing Committee.
Art and Writing Committee here with the Riley County Senior Services Center.
No.
Nope, that's not right. Sorry.
We're separate.
Separate, okay. Here, I'll be move your microphone some closer.
Yeah.
So, Robin Edmonds, Sylvia Campbell here, joining us in studio here to talk about the MLK Awards and Art and Writing Contest, which doesn't have a lot of time left here before the deadline.
Right. The deadline's Saturday. This Saturday at 6 p.m. And entries can be dropped off at the Manhattan Public Library because they've been a generous assistance with us with that and collecting them. And the theme this year, if people are interested, and we'd really like some more entries because we've had a lot of school children have the entries, and we have adults that we'd really like to promote. And the theme this year is... We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And that's one of Dr. Martin Luther King's quotes. And that's the contest theme, that we're encouraging individuals in five age groups, K through 2, 3 through 5, 6 through 8, 9 through 12, and post-high school adult, to enter. And it can be groups and individuals. And like you said, the deadline's Saturday. So you've got about 3 days, and we'd really love to see some entries.
Okay. So how does this program work, the Art and Writing Contest? Is it open to anybody here in Manhattan?
It is. It's been here, and it's kind of interesting, because we were just talking about the committee actually started in the early 80s, and there's a man on our committee, Reverend Jim Spencer, and he came from Birmingham, Alabama, and his background is in civil rights because his mother was a prominent civil rights lady down there. And he was encouraged and took part. And this is way before, you know, our time. But in May 1963, he took part in the Birmingham Children's March. And so anyway, he came here in the early 80s, and he wanted people to remember Martin Luther King. And so he started the committee. And there's about 15 volunteers now who we meet monthly. And we have this contest. And then we have in January, and Sylvia will talk about, because we have a community celebration where we recognize the winners.
Okay, Sylvia.
Yeah, last year we had more than 130 entries to the contest, and on the day of celebration, which is this year, the day of celebration will be held.
I think Saturday, January 19th.
At that time, we recognized the winners of the contest by inviting them to come and share their work with the people who attend. So the children have children or adults. I shouldn't just say children, because we do have adult entries, which have been very well written and very well received. They're able to read their writing, or they're able to display their art and, you know, maybe give us an explanation. And some of the children are shy, the little ones especially, so one of us will ask if we could read it for them, and they usually are happy to let us do that. So that's always well received. Last year we had entries from 11 of the area schools: Amanda Arnold, Bluemont, Marlatt, Ogden Elementary, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, and Anthony Middle School, Manhattan High School, Flint Hills Christian School, and Manhattan Catholic School, and a few homeschool students as well.
Wow. But 130 entries last year. That's quite a big number here for our area, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. And it's been we were talking about ongoing, because my kiddos actually participated years ago, and my oldest daughter is going to be 32. And so she was a child when they had this. So this is a continuing community event. And this year's... the celebration is going to be actually at the Peace Memorial Auditorium. In the last couple of years, we've had it at the fire station, and now it's moving downtown to the Peace Memorial, and it will be that Saturday, January 19th, from 4 to 6 p.m. And so we encourage people to come, even if they didn't enter any artwork or anything. We really like people to come because it's a community-wide event.
Okay. And so, again, it's an art and writing contest. The deadline is December 1st, so that's just a couple days away to get those in. Hopefully most people that are listening are already working on those. Tell us about the prizes that'll be awarded.
We have a couple that
Yeah, we have a couple of former professors from the university who have been very supportive of the art and writing contest for the last few years. So there is a monetary prize for the first place winners and for the second, right?
And yes.
Yeah. And then all of the students, that we're doing something a little bit different because every single participant this year will get a small token, which is a button, honoring Dr. King and showing the theme for the theme for this year's contest. So even if they aren't a winner and aren't at the celebration when we do, because what we do after all said and done is return the entries to the schools. And in the past, we haven't been able to do anything for just, you know, for the kids who participated, because we have some very good entrants, obviously, that don't win first place. So this year we will be giving them all, it's a button, should have brought one. Yeah.
Well, and obviously we all know the history of Dr. Martin Luther King and his importance in America. Why do you think it's so important to continue with this contest to keep that legacy going?
And, well, the whole point of the Martin Luther King Memorial Committee here in Manhattan is to keep the dream alive. Mm-hmm. Because, as we all know, history sometimes can, things can be forgotten. And as younger generations come along, they didn't experience the time, perhaps, that Dr. King was alive and didn't have the opportunity to hear him speak or see the impact that he had on everyone's lives. So that's the idea of this committee, is to keep the dream alive so that we all follow his ideals that, you know, civil rights are for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in that regard, we also have, and we're just going to touch on it, if anybody knows of a people in the community they would like to nominate, we have the Spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Junior Community Service Award, and I think somebody may come on later and talk about it, but the deadline for that's December 14th, and that's also available. I'm sorry, we meant to mention that this is on the Manhattan website for the library and our website also, which is mhklibrary.org and www.mhk-mlk.org for the applications for the contest for the art and writing, and also for the Spirit Award, which last year went to our local community citizens, Barbara Hartnett and Richard Pitts. And this has been in existence for about 11 years. The first one, James Butler, received that award, and we've had several prestigious people in the community have received that. And Sylvia is going to tell you what you need to, and you can nominate. We take nominations from the entire community.
And the award criteria, there are three principal criteria for the nomination. One is that the person demonstrates service and long-term commitment in uniting the diversity of our community for the greater good. And the second one expresses a history and track record of bringing people together in a non-polarizing manner, and then resides in and or is currently actively participating in the Manhattan, Kansas community. Those are the three criteria. And anyone in the community can nominate a person that they believe meets okay. that.
Very good. And I'm just looking here on your website, and there's already a calendar of events coming up in January here. You mentioned that the winners will be publicly recognized on January 19th, but there's all kinds of activities going on that whole week.
There is. There's a prayer breakfast. And
The prayer breakfast is on
Monday,
on the actual Martin Luther King holiday, and then that's also a day of service. And I know that Kansas State leadership has organized some things with that, but they're also looking at the fact that many of the students are not back yet, so that, you know, participating. But anyone in the community can find a place to volunteer and help out on that day in honor of Dr. King.
And that prayer breakfast is on that January 21st, Monday, from 8 to 10 a.m. At the Four Points by Sheraton. And it's like $10 for a ticket. And speaker is a local K-State professor, Dr. David Griffith.
Very good. So, again, just to recap the art and writing contest, the theme is We May All Have Come on Different Ships, But We're in the Same Boat Now by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And the deadline coming up December 1st, that's Saturday. And you can turn that stuff in where at?
The Manhattan Public Library.
And then one other thing, if there's a problem for somebody getting it to the library, On the entry form, there's a telephone number, and one of us will happily come to a school to pick up the entries. We both have worked in education, so we know teachers get really busy at this time of year. So if there's a problem getting it to the library, call us and we'll come get it.
All right. And
yeah, last year's winner in the writing contest, I would just like to close with this because it's kind of what it's all about. And it was Ella Rosenkrantz, and she was a Manhattan High School student. And her last paragraph in the writing contest that was the winning entry last year was, "If children are educated on how to love and respect differences instead of how to hate, how to spread the light of understanding and knowledge instead of contributing to the darkness of ignorance, fear, and hate, there will indeed be still be hope left for humankind. Children are our beacons of hope for an uncertain future." And that's kind of what our committee is about. We're always looking for volunteers, too.
All right. And I know there's talented individuals that will be in this contest, both on the artwork part and on the writing part. I'm looking forward to seeing some of these entries. It ought to be fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. Robin Edmonds, Sylvia Campbell with the MLK Award Committee here joining us on In Focus. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll continue on here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, after these words.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.